Dad Bod's Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
I think we broke it. Nope, we didn't break it. It's still working.
Yay.
That would be a funny name for a punk rock group. Lil Pinker.
Lil Pinker.
Lil Pinker. I don't know. What do you think the title of its first track would be?
Moist.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Brews with the Dudes podcast. I am Jake Lindquist.
I am Donnie Allen.
And we have new chairs.
Yeah, you can't see them.
You can't really see it because our butts, you know, we're utilizing them. They are super old chairs.
They smell old.
They smell really old.
They smell like my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
Just musty.
Yeah, your grandma smells musty. That's
she's too bad. She doesn't get out a lot.
No. I mean, you should probably stuff some mothballs in there. Make sure. What mothballs are for moths, right? And moths eat clothes.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
They do that. Gotcha. I think they help keep just basic insects away and whatnot.
I mean, is that like a clever way to undress women? Could you just like send a flock of moths at them and they just eat the clothes off?
Yeah.
So if you're I'm just trying to think ahead for when I'm a dirty old man.
But then how do you keep the moths only to that one particular woman? Or do you let them out and they're like, here's this one. And then they go like out the window and then some poor sap walking down the sidewalk gets attacked.
Well, okay. So I guess for that scenario to work correctly, that woman would have to be alone. So that makes this a different story.
Is it like 1 o'clock in an alley?
Yes. Yeah, but you're never really alone. There's going to be some homeless person behind a trash can.
Oh, I thought this was a Jesus joke.
It would be better. It'd be more PC if this was a Jesus joke. Oh, my God. Hey, guys. So we are testing out running the old overlays and kind of making it look a little bit more like the old classic Brews of the Dudes podcast back when we did it live.
Yeah, we actually have a segment for you guys today, which is awesome.
Sweet, okay, yep, we do.
I have nothing to add to that.
I don't know if you're like expecting like a drum roll or something.
I was just expecting you to chime in
like
with
a
something.
Theme song. You know what's really funny? So I've been wanting to put this TV out here for a while now, and I'm really glad that I did because it's super cool. I had music videos playing last night while I was tinkering on the Ford, and it's neat, but we were hoping for it to be kind of a nice backdrop, but based on what we're looking at here on the screen, it looks pretty blown out, so it's probably not going to show up very nice.
Yeah,
we'll work on that. Yeah, we'll see if we can try and make that look a little bit cleaner. There's probably some tricks to doing it, but
green screen.
It doesn't work out, whatever. Yeah, and that's literally the other option is we might green screen it and
we could be chroma key. Yeah, we could be in Hawaii 1 week or Detroit the next. Or
on the screen,
on
it
the
will.
On the screen, yeah.
Should we just get like a giant green like backdrop?
We could frame it in like a window. That way it looks like outside is always something different.
Well, I am pretty sure that in the software, we can do that where we can change the backdrop. So, or if we could just did Zoom podcasts, you can change the background of that really easily.
It's true.
It's just that it's funny because it's like the fuzz. Like if you look at it, it doesn't like cut perfectly on the body, so it's always kind of like moving a little bit. And it's
yeah,
like
you always have that goofy outline to you.
Yeah. Whereas if you have like a straight up green screen, totally different scenario. They almost always work really well.
Yeah, but knowing us, we would forget it, and one of us would wear green, and then like your chest would match
that. That would be so funny. That would be really funny, especially if it's just like a, I don't know, a bunch of like mating seals or something like that in the background, and like on you, you've got these, you know,
mating
gross
seals.
Creatures that are dry humping. Wet. They're definitely wet humping if they're seals.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's not a lot of dryness there, probably.
No, probably not. So,
anyway,
let's talk about some beer and not fornicating
sea lions.
Wet. Mammals. Are they mammals or are they fish?
They're mammals.
Are they?
They don't breathe in the water. They have to come up for air and all that.
Yeah.
And they have whiskers and all that.
Sexually, don't they? Like, well, I mean, everything's kind of sexually, but
yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, they're not laying eggs, so
they're mammals.
They're busting nuts and doing the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Ooh. Voodoo Ranger. I've never had their beer.
Homie, this is even a step up from that Voodoo Ranger.
Well, it says Voodoo Ranger on the can.
I know, but it is the Voodoo Ranger Juicy Haze IPA from New Belgium. I ran all the way to Belgium to get these.
So what kind of beer does Old Belgium have?
Well, you have to wring out old socks. And after that ferments, then you have Old Belgium. Booyah.
Wow.
That does not taste like, full flavor.
It doesn't taste like beer, though. Like, that's dangerously good.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very juicy. It's very, it's juicy hazy, right? Juicy haze, yep.
Mm. I don't so taste it's got a lot of haze. To me, it's unfiltered. A lot more juice.
Yeah, it's heavy on the juice. So, Mr. Donnie,
say things like that.
Heavy on the juice?
Juice. Oh, there's a C in
there.
Oh,
I didn't say the Jews.
No, I thought you said the
Heavy
Jews.
On the Jews? No, you can rest assured. I did not say anything anti-Semitic. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
I'm sure our viewers will be fine with that.
Yep.
So, updates on the SR20 swapped E30. Yeah. We've got some pretty cool shit that happened tonight.
Bomb-ass shit tonight. We can finally plug in our SR harness into the BMW chassis harness.
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking awesome. We spent like an hour trying to figure out what two wires did.
An hour? Dude, we spent like 2.5 hours tonight doing that.
I'll split to the middle. We spent an hour and a half trying to figure out what two wires did.
Oh my God. Well, okay, so here's the issue. The two wires were both the same colors. It was black with a white tracer. They run to separate things. So they're two separate wires.
Yes. And one is pin 37 and one is pin 48. And on the back of the ECU where they plug in, they're like on top of each other.
Did you really get that wrong again?
Is it 37 and 48 or is it 38 and 47?
I think it's 47 and 38. Maybe okay. You said it right. Well, you said it both ways now. So yes.
Yes. Yeah. Either way. So everything we could find online was the pinout on the ECU were ECU power for both of them. But the information we were finding for the math airflow sensor was the one black white was 12 volts to it. And then the other one was ignition to the ECU. So it's like, okay, well, which pinout on the back of the ECU is correct then? Which one is Which one is supposed to be power and which one's supposed to be for the math? And come to find out that they actually intertwine with each other somewhere in the harness. And yes.
Yeah. So the funny thing is we did a continuity test at the end just to make kind of a final, like, we're like, okay, we know that these wires are supposed to be connecting at the same point somewhere. Actually, let's double check and let's see if it's already connects in the ECU or something. Yeah. That's right. We're going to plug in the ECU and we're going to test it.
But we didn't want to fry the ECU by doing a resistance check.
Yeah. So before we did all of this research, we were like, okay, well, let's make sure we understand what these wires are for. Mm-hmm. First, make sure that they accept voltage. Mm-hmm. Are they ground? If it's a ground, you don't want your ECU plugged in for that.
Exactly.
Even if you're just using continuity testing on a volt ohm meter, it is still delivering a little teeny bit of juice to figure that out.
Yeah, and ECUs can be tricky. They're circuit boards. Yeah. So I mean, technically, even just opening one up in a garage with fumes or dust in there can damage them. That's how temperamental they can be.
Yeah. Car ECUs tend to be a little more forgiving, but for sure some electronics are really sensitive. That was kind of our final thing, and we just tapped it on there and booyah, it already had continuity without connecting anything. So that tells us that, it's somewhere in the harness.
There's
a connection.
Yep. So we wired one black and white wire with three browns, a blue yellow, and a black red to a green yellow, I believe it was,
the
color on the E30 side. And that is our 12-volt ignition for the entire SR harness.
It's wild. So basically, when it comes to doing a SR20 swap into an E30, you don't have a lot of options for a harness. And the issue is there is so little information out there about how to merge these two harnesses.
Yeah, so what most people do is they go through a company called Wiring Specialties.
You got it.
Yeah, nicely done, bud. Third time's the charm. Yeah. And for like $900, actually, let me rephrase that. For $650 starting out, they will make you a harness. But then you start tossing in all these options you want. Do you want the module for the tack to work? Do you want a modified ECU, bigger injectors, whatever? Is it left-hand drive, mm-hmm. right-hand drive? And you could spend up to like $1,100, $1,200 on your harness.
Wow.
So I ballparked it out, and I was looking at like $900 before shipping for them to make a harness. I said, fuck that. And we've been figuring this out. But now that we have all the information, it's not that bad.
It's not.
It's like seven wires.
It is a very simple swap. It's really funny. You can get swap mounts. There's two companies that make it. One guy who's like the
bee's knees. I don't know if I'd call one a company. Somebody in Taiwan makes one.
Yeah, I mean, they sell pretty good because apparently there's a handful of them running around. In fact, there was that set that was in the cities even that just happened to pop up for sale. And their issue is just that the welds aren't quite as nice, but it fits.
They fit pretty good. I've had a little bit of spacing issues with the oil pan and the cross member.
Yeah.
Not height or depth, but more width with the power steering mounts. So, that's minor stuff. I mean, if I can get them close, I can make them work.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so we've identified the wiring, but then the biggest thing is you're trying to fit either a side mount or front mount intercooler.
Yeah.
That's a little more tricky.
And that would have worked better if, I'm not going to call them out, but if CX Racing would have made, I'm going to call them out.
Yeah.
But if it would actually make their intercoolers to fit the E30 like they said it would, it wouldn't have been that big of an issue, but it's too tight. I think if it was a facelift model, it would have fit better.
That's the difference. So I think that's what it comes down to. So CX Racing is just like, more than likely, if I had to guess how this is working, they've probably got a stateside company, more than likely, or a stateside, whatever you call it, department, whatever. And they probably test fit the USDM on a USDM car, and they were just like, oh, okay, well, this is a 92 325i, and they tossed it on there, and they're just like, oh, okay, well, cool, this must fit every single one of them. What they don't realize is that the pre-facelift, which means the old steel bumper version,
which is the EDS models,
and those have a they've got like a metal, which I think the later models do too, but like they're sort of like the metal fascia and valence and all those sort of things. And I think what's happening is that you just don't have the same spacing between those two versions of the car.
And I think you're right to that. And then again, it's also an 86. It's very possible this car was in an accident at some point in time or something like that, too. Radiator support looks really straight, though, so I don't think that's the case.
No, I'm going to guess that it's just a fitment problem.
Yeah.
There's just slight differences.
And there's other intercoolers we could have ran with as well. I bought this one because I'm like, oh, it fits.
Yeah.
But it didn't. But even that wasn't too big of a headache. I think the exhaust is going to be the biggest headache.
Yeah.
Because there's no space. Because it's a left-hand drive car with a right-hand drive motor in it, everything is backwards. And so the exhaust is on the same side as the steering shaft and the brake booster and the master cylinder and all that. And it's just a tight fit. So we'll probably end up running oval piping. But it sounds like people still run the factory downpipe, which is kind of nuts.
Yeah, that is pretty wild. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get it slapped together, and we'll see what kind of spacing we're dealing with.
Yeah, and that might also, if it's depending on time and clearance and all that, that might be me taking over to Bill's muffler and say, build me this.
Yeah, right. Make it fit.
Make it fit.
Yeah, make it fit with the largest diameter pipe that you think isn't going to hit stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see.
And weld in 102 bong.
Yeah, that's true. That's a necessity. So we'll, that's kind of where things are at, and we'll have to kind of keep working at it, because there's still inevitably going to be some things that are going to pop up that we're going to have to do. But
yeah,
that was kind of a win tonight.
Yeah, having the tough stuff in the electrical figured out is a big win.
Jeez, I know.
I still got a little bit to tie up, but everything is extending wires, so there's like an oil pressure sensor that's got to get tied in. It's one wire that's got to get ran 4 feet.
Exactly.
The wire to the starter needs to be ran. That's 3 feet, and you're just soldering one wire. It's stupid simple. That's minutes of work. And all of that will get tied up later on, too. My biggest thing right now is just making sure that the bulk of it is hooked up properly, kind of ran how it's going to run. So that way I can pull everything back out, which my wife doesn't quite get. She thinks I'm just kind of giving me that look of like,
why are you putting it in there and then taking it back out?
Yeah, it's like, because I got to cut all these brackets off. And the heat stuff's got to go away. And the stud's got to go away. And
yeah.
Got to remove the cruise control and the AC lines. And
well, it's one of those things where you're going to be thankful that you did it. Because here's the thing. SR20 swapped E30s. There's maybe a couple in the States that we know of. Like, maybe.
I'm going to say five.
Okay, you're going to guess there's probably around five.
Yeah, I'm probably way wrong. That's probably like 20. But
so
I'm with five.
When you pull up to a car event, when you go to back to the 80s, when you go to Proving Grounds, when you go to Power Cruise, whatever, and people find out what's under that hood, they're going to be like, pop the hood. So when you pop the hood, you're going to have fresh paint. You're going to have powder coated parts. You're going to have polished things on the engine. You're going to pop that open and you're going to be like, yeah, bitch. Instead of popping it open and being like, yeah, I know it kind of looks like shit, but isn't that cool?
Yeah, look, it says Nissan on it.
So it's just going to be like worth that little teeny bit of extra effort, because you know next winter you're not going to want to tear that thing apart.
Oh,
again.
No. Next winter will be the fine tuning of everything.
Exactly.
Driving the car this time, I'm like, okay, what issues do I have? Oh, I keep blowing up rear differentials. Okay, let's figure this
let's
out.
Let's hope not.
Or just dumb stuff. I might find out that those Porsche seats are too tall and I can't wear a helmet.
Oh, God, that's right. And then we got to modify stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we have somebody shave down the foam on the seat. That's another option.
You'd have to be the ass portion of it so you physically sit lower.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know.
It's not uncommon. They do that on motorcycle seats all the time. Oh. If you've got height issues, you can shave them down. Just have somebody who's really good with the upholstery tuck it.
I know somebody who's really good at upholstery.
Yeah. That's what I would check into.
Brody.
Even if you can get yourself like another inch of height with just some like higher density foam on the bottom, that alone should give you enough for a helmet. Like, it might rub, but at least it's not going to be uncomfortable.
That's
you know?
True.
You need to be comfortable when you're racing.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this car is it. I want to drive it to work and then take it like down to Brainerd or Kansas City or wherever and then go beat the shit out of it for 2 days.
You know what's funny?
So it's got to do all the things.
It's too bad. If only they made a helmet that was like the balding white dude helmet where it was just like on the top. You know, like some guys, they've just kind of got this like Bozo the Clown wraparound hair thing where it looks like you're wearing earmuffs, but you're not.
So like a
they need a helmet like that.
Like a wrestling helmet.
Oh, is that what they have? It's just, there you go.
Where
sure.
It's like pads at the forehead and then like down by the ears.
Oh,
and it's open in the top.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what you need. You need one of those. It's the 55-year-old man helmet. And then you're fine. You're good. You just, your hair is gonna just, you know, touch the ceiling.
I wonder if the SCCA would approve of that.
Maybe
put a Snell rating on it.
Yeah, there you go. Just do a Snell stamp on it. Be pretty sweet. Yeah, man. So speaking of wiring, we had an interesting situation with the Ford.
Yeah.
So Sunday was funny. It was a little bit of shared efforts on the cars. We split the day in half.
I liked doing it that way, though. We got a lot done.
We did. Well, on your car. So we got to the Ford, and actually we did get a lot done.
Yeah, we got an episode filmed.
Yeah, which is actually still going to be used.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to explain to you guys, give you a little context on what happened here. So basically, I've got this wiring harness from Speedway, and there was no clarity on whether or not there was sort of a, you know, like how the turn signals worked in this thing. So I assumed that in the back of the car, you had four wires. You had running lights, you had a brake light signal, you have a left turn signal, you have a right turn signal, right? Most people would assume that a complete harness would come with those. what I discovered here this week, was last night when I was working
on 10:45 is when I got your message.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm trying to connect things in the back. What we did Sunday was we retrofit LEDs, beautiful, like little domed LEDs.
They almost look factory.
Yeah. It's gorgeous how this turned out.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
I'll back this up again. 1950s cars, it wasn't uncommon for them to have a little jewel in the taillight, which is kind of strange. It's a funny little thing. I don't know. It was a style from the time. But there was a lot of like little touches that they'd put on cars and stuff. So it's not too crazy, but it's a little jewel that fits in the middle of the taillight lens. And this one is blue. So what I got in my head was, oh, we can pop that jewel out and we'll retrofit in an LED. So in the center of the taillight, you've actually got a LED, like an amber LED. So I did a bunch of measuring. The chrome ring that goes around the jewel happened to be the right size fitment for some domed like 120 degree LEDs that are waterproof and all the good shit from Osnium. So I ordered these things up. We built the taillights, tested them and everything. They look gorgeous.
Yeah, it's one of those little details that you don't notice, but once you do, you can't stop looking at it, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
It's just one of those little details where somebody who doesn't know old Fords might not recognize it, but somebody who does would see it and be like, oh, that's clever.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Super cool. I know, that was exactly, that was my thought too, is I was so stoked on Sunday because I was like, this like works. I get to keep 70-year-old taillights and I get to like have this modern touch into it that isn't obvious. You look at it and you just think that it's, I don't know, like it's a touch. It's a little chrome looking thing. On
yeah.
It doesn't look at all like it's out of the ordinary, right? And then you kick it on, and it's a super bright amber LED. So it worked for turn signals, right? I go to wire the fucker in last night, and I discovered that there is no brake light wire to the back of the car. And so I'm starting to panic. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, so there's running lights. There's left turn signal. There's right turn signal. And there is the third brake light. So that this harness just comes with a third brake light. And that's all a part of the harness that goes to the back. And I ran it back there thinking, like, I don't know. Who knows what we'll do with it?
Yeah.
Having that extra wire, super easy to terminate it and just block it off. And you, if you have some wild hair up your ass and you want to do some other kind of lighting touch or something later on, you can do it, right? So it's back there. And I'm like, where the fuck is the brake light wire? There is no brake light signal wire. So I start like messing with the harness going to the back and I'm peeling open the split loom and I'm like, where's the wire? And I get closer up and I go, okay, so there's this brown wire and a white wire, which is exactly, well, basically, yeah, I think they're the exact same colors as the wires that go to the brake light switch. So I start tracing a little further and I go, what the fuck? Did I wire this thing wrong? Because they're running to the dome light circuit.
Weird.
I'm like, this is fucking weird, right? So I dig a little bit further, and then I get to looking at the, I verified it. That was a funny sound.
What the hell is that?
Something exploded. I don't know. So I verified the wires at the brake light switch, and that's correct. They are the exact same colors. So then I start looking at the numbers on the wires, and I'm comparing it to the wiring diagram. Same situation where it's like these are actually different wire designations. So they are different circuits. So I didn't fuck that up. But there's still mystery as to where are these damn wires. So I start tracing in the interior and I'm up underneath the dash and I'm looking. And sure as shit, I find out where it goes. It runs into the column plug and then runs inside of the column and then just never comes out.
Fucking weird.
So I'm like puzzled at this point, and I'm like, how the fuck does this work?
Yeah.
Why do these go into the column and then just seem to disappear? How is this possibly how Speedway intended for this? Like, how is this a finished thing or whatever? And so I start Googling it, and I come across this page on Kill Billet asking that exact same question. So I'm not the only one who's been puzzled by this. Come to find out that inside that column, in some cars, they have modules that manage your tail light, so your brake light and turn signals, so that you're able to use the same filament for the two of them. So if you're applying the brakes, this module shuts off the brake lights for that side to allow the pulsing, right? The column has that built into it. So
it's cool.
It's the coolest thing. If I'd have known this, a month ago when I started problem solving this freaking issue.
Yeah, because it would have been, you just would have ran your wires like, okay, cool. That goes to that taillight.
Yeah,
done.
I would have been just happy. And yeah, it had just been done. So it was a happy accident in the sense that like the column that I bought does all of this fantastic. Internally, saved me a shitload of time and trouble. The trade-off is...
it would have saved you a shit time and trouble.
Bingo. So that's where it ended up. It sucks so much because I realized if I were to quantify the money and the time that I lost on this situation, it hurts a little bit.
You would have been done with electrical?
Yes. Oh, for man. Sure. I'd have been done with electrical, and we'd probably be messing with the coolant system. We'd probably be plumbing stuff. Yeah. Yeah. No, if the more that I think about just how much time was lost on this, I'll get pretty frustrated, but
well, look on the bright side. You still have your health.
I do. I do for the most part. So yeah. It's fine though. Like in the end, I discovered a super cool, thing, like integrating the turn signal into the center of the lens.
Exactly. That's a very cool feature that somebody somewhere is going to stumble upon, like, I'm going
to
do this.
Exactly. Well, and we were tossing around ideas of what to do about this, and it's like, well, why don't we turn those into reverse lights?
Yeah.
So
that way they're still functional. You still get the look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we'll probably end up doing, I'll most likely hook it up on a switch. Instead of like trying to connect it straight to a reverse wire. Cause again, I don't know if there's a reverse wire in the 700R4 that's easy to get at. It's an extra circuit to run. I'll figure that out. But the biggest thing is I just want to get this damn car on the road.
I wonder if there's a reverse signal coming out of the steering column.
There isn't.
No?
No, I verify that there isn't.
I asked you that actually.
Yeah. So that is what that third brake light wire is going to be used for. Is most likely that's going to be a 12 volt, reverse signal that'll turn these little LEDs on. And I might crack all of that open and then take out those LEDs and swap in some white ones.
I would. If they're going to be reverse lights, I would definitely do white.
Yeah. So for now, it's just going to be left alone because I want to get this damn car on the road. But eventually that might be what ends up happening with that. They're clear now. They're just clear lens. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't look weird or anything.
No.
So we'll do that. But yeah, that was my discovery. And oh my God, it was like, it was an aha moment where I was like, oh my God, that is so clever.
Within
why the fuck does it not say that anywhere in the documentation?
It's one of those moments where within 3 seconds, you're like, oh, this is fucking cool. Damn it.
Yeah. Damn it, you guys. Like, just a tiny snippet somewhere
just
on this
paperwork.
Just a
little bit of information. That's it. You don't even need a full schematic. Just basic instructions of, like, circuit one does this. Circuit two does that.
Well, here's the kicker.
Like a page.
It says all of that.
It just doesn't even...
The documentation says all of that, but nowhere on it does it say that the column handles it. Or, no, I take that back. Nowhere on this documentation does it say that with this column, your turn signals carry the brake light signal. So that's the thing. You've got tail light or turn signal wires that actually deliver your brake light signal.
I think you need to call up Speedway and be like, you need to reimburse me for a month's worth of time.
Oh, Jesus. So I'm going to need a hot rod frame, like a tea bucket kit, because my time is very valuable.
Oh, exactly.
Probably, or just sponsor Dad Mods.
Yeah, probably $100,000 a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just sponsor Dad Mods. That's all we need.
But sponsor
we'll help
us
you guys. They'll help us.
Sponsor us with better shit. Well, let me rephrase that. The products are fantastic. Better information.
That's the thing. Like, the products have been amazing quality.
Yeah, just a little bit better information.
I'd say, like, send shit out to us and we'll test it, especially when it comes to electrical.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Speedway, if you're watching this, do that.
They guaranteed they're not, but...
They could be. All right.
I am going to call them for sure, though. I'm going to call them and just be like, hey, this is my experience. I just literally lost a month of my build time, which most likely cost me getting to back to the 50s.
And here's the thing is you're probably not the only person to ever run into this. I'm sure somebody else is the same thing.
Dude, what did I just say earlier? ran into that issue on the forum. Yeah. The same question.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. There's hundreds, if not thousands.
Isn't
of
that
people
fucking
out there.
Crazy? And it just makes you wonder, like, how
you
many people like that?
Almost go to back to 50s God. And try to take a tally and just ask people, like, have you ever had this issue with speedway parts? Yeah. And just
have
just
you ever
hash.
Had the speedway harness and been like, where the fuck is the brake light wires?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So let's see. 45. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, it's so silly. But whatever, we're moving on. So I'm gonna finish wiring that in, and we're gonna use the original taillights for now. And
so when is Back to the 50s again? It's late June, right?
It is late June. I'm not positive on the date. It's Father's Day. So whatever Father's Day is.
No, we're two fathers, and neither one of us have any clue what day is ours.
Guaranteed our wives know.
Oh, probably.
Because they're better than us, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Father's Day. To finish up the Ford, I've got to do the coolant system, which, I mean...
Mounting a radiator.
It could be in a day, or it could be a gigantic pain in the ass. We don't really know. We got to get into it.
Hopefully a day.
Hopefully. I mean, here's the thing, and I haven't mounted anything.
You got to do the heater, too.
And I got to get a fan.
Yeah.
Oh God! Well, so what we'll probably end up doing?
Have to do the heater.
Yeah,
right now.
We
you
might
cap that.
We might hold off on that. Mm. I don't know. There's a handful of little things that kind of need to get figured out. Because you know I've still got that big gap in the firewall where the heater lines are going to run through. But as long as it doesn't leak a bunch of exhaust and stuff under the hood, I mean there can be a little hole in the firewall for a month while
that's
I'm kind of getting it all figured out,
or just a long weekend when you drive it down there.
Yeah exactly. So we'll see. I don't know.
That reminds me, I have to figure out how to wire in my fans as well.
Yeah,
how to.
Well, it's pretty easy. You can make it standalone by just wiring up some relays, and you could always have an ignition switch be like
just kick them on.
No, you can make the ignition switch like what's providing an ignition switch source that's providing the 12 volts.
Huh? Where
or
can
you
I
can...
find an ignition switch? God, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no shit. One of the 7 wires that you combine tonight.
Yeah, there's like 47 wires on the hood that are 12 volt ignition.
Like I did on my BMW, I actually wired it so that they can run when the car is off, which isn't really necessary. If you think about it, like, is it blowing on the motor or is it blowing on the radiator? Yeah. Well, generally, they're taking heat off the radiator. If
exactly.
the car isn't
That's
running, it's not circulating fluids. So,
yeah. You're just
whatever.
Pulling air across stale fluid.
Yeah. So you might as well just have it, switched on ignition, like an ignition switch source.
Yeah. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of projects.
Yeah.
I think we should go into our segment and look at other projects.
Oh, my God. So, okay. Hey, guys, we had so much fun. I don't know if you guys got a kick out of it. We sure got such a kick out of doing it. We're bringing back the Facebook Marketplace finds.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
I adore this segment just because it's so stupid.
Yes.
Like the shit that we would find.
It's just a shit show. You can find everything from like, I found an Alfa Romeo that popped up in my search that was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just find a homemade submarine.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't we find a plane or a helicopter or something too?
Yeah, I think we found a plane once.
Somebody like shared a helicopter
just
with us.
Random shit.
Yeah, it's the dumbest stuff.
It's fantastic.
And what's cool is like everything... everything these days operates on an algorithm, especially if it's trying to like market shit to you. Well, Facebook's no different. Everything they're doing, they're trying to target ads to you, which also includes Marketplace. So if you click on enough weird things, it keeps giving you weird things.
Yeah. It's just, the only thing I hate is if you search a specific item, for instance, we'll say boat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you type in boat, and then you don't touch Marketplace for like a week. The first time you go to Marketplace, it'll be like, here's a Lego set of a boat.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it'll give you some weird options.
Yeah, it's like, I want to look at a boat that one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely had situations like that too, where it's just sort of like, Marketplace, what the fuck are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Like, are you drunk? Because this is like, For the longest time, and I don't even think that my wife has ever touched the computer and searched stuff that would have, like, because it's going to be under her account, not mine.
Yeah.
So I get weird things like I was getting, like, women's clothes popping up. And I'm like, what the fuck is this all about? And no, I'm not even being a creeper. I'm not, like, clicking on pictures and whatever. Like, it was just weird women's clothes things coming up. Like,
that's fucking goofy.
Fat chick yoga pants and, like, just random shit. It was weird.
Like, new or used?
Used.
That is a little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you trying to buy panties off eBay again?
Damn, you got me, man. I was in the wrong place. I know. Marketplace isn't the place to find that. I'm sure there's... Wait, is there a marketplace for used panties?
I'm sure there is.
I mean,
is.
There's websites, there, I'm pretty yeah, sure. Like,
there's a market for used panties.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can go to Facebook Marketplace and sell used underwear.
No, probably not. I don't know. So as far as purchasing, like, hard goods, which those aren't really hard. They're soft goods.
But
yeah, they're technically soft goods.
To somebody, they're definitely hard goods.
Oh, yeah. So, you can use... Man, I don't know. There's OnlyFans. There's
Reddit.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. As far as having a pay per view kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
There was one other one. I'm drawing a blank on the name of it.
I think Pornhub. I think you can do a subscription account.
Yeah,
or
you
like
can.
That.
That's true. You can do subscription accounts there.
I mean, I wouldn't know anything about that.
No, and I'm definitely not agreeing with you because I know anything about it. But as far as like selling stuff like that, I wonder if there's an actual pervert marketplace
instead of Craigslist.
There probably is. If anybody happens to know, if you could please let us know, and don't give us a link, just let us know in the comments. I'm really curious. Not because I'm looking for any particulars.
I'm sure there's something out there, and if there's not, maybe that's how Dad Mods gets funding all of a sudden.
Hey, there you go.
We created a website so people can sell their filth to the public.
We're gonna be the eBay of soggy panties.
It's like Etsy but more Pornhub, if that makes sense.
We'll call it sloppy.
Slop that. That's actually rather brilliant.
Sleaze Bay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present you with garbage.
Yay.
All right. So, here's what we got. We have a 1945 amphibious duck army boat. So
that's badass.
If you have ever seen a duck army boat before, it's most likely been at, you're going to say it.
Well, I've seen them at... Wisconsin Dells.
Yep.
Or in Missouri. What the hell is the name of that place in Missouri? I'm drawing a blank.
I have no
fuck,
idea, dude.
There's a tourist trap in Missouri that's at Branson.
Oh, in Branson. Yeah. So what's cool about this, is like this thing is a World War II duck boat thing. And what they did in Wisconsin Dells, at least I think they did in Wisconsin Dells, is that they repurposed these after World War II. Uh-huh. And then they just made them into a fun touristy, they're a ferry or something.
They'll do.
So they're amphibious. So
they'll be like, we're going to do a city tour and then we're going to drive you into the lake.
Yeah, pretty much. We know how much you like ground and earth, and we're going to drive into this water and then we're going to drive out.
I have to ask. How much are they asking for that?
$35,000.
Fuck, I don't have 35 grand.
Yeah, it's clean title, been inside storage for 40 years, 6-volt batteries, 6-wheel drive, good condition, extra tires, 32 feet long, 4-speed. That's hilarious. 1,800 miles, which is more miles than the CT90 had on it that you sold me. Contact Larry.
On my big list of dumb shit I want to own someday, that's on that list.
Yeah.
I fucking love those things. They're just so stupid.
They really are silly.
World War One, World War Two?
Two.
Two? They make complete sense. Like, I get why the military made them and why they used them.
Mm-hmm.
But in modern society, they're dumb. They're so dumb.
Yeah.
But how cool would it be to be like, oh, I want to go fishing today, but first I want McDonald's. Driving through the drive-thru in one of those, getting your Big Mac, and then you just go out to the lake and just fucking bypass the boat ramp and everything and just go right into the water.
Yeah, I mean, it would be pretty sweet. I don't know, man.
Super cool.
It's hilarious because it's, you know, it's a 40s vehicle, so it's got the similar architecture to like what my Ford does. You know, it's like runs on a 6-volt wire system, and
I wonder if the turn signal and brake are the same wire.
Are integrated? Yeah, no shit. So if we ever happen to wire one with a speedway harness, we know what to do. Oh man, but yeah, I saw that thing and I was like, oh, that's too cool. I've never seen one that isn't all dressed up.
I've never
like
seen
the
one for
Wisconsin
sale.
Dells.
Yeah, normally they got rid of all the military stuff. The guns are gone, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. They put a seat down for your kids and whatnot.
Yeah,
I've been in one actually in Branson when I was younger.
Oh no, kidding.
Yeah, I was like 10, 8 or 9, so mm-hmm. somewhere around there. But yeah, I would instantly buy one if I had the money.
Yeah, for sure. They're pretty sweet.
This is probably why it's a good thing I don't win the lottery or something like that.
So maybe I'm crazy, but I think 35 grand is a little much. Because if it ran and drove and it floated and did all the right things, I'd go, okay, well, 35 grand, I could see that.
Yeah.
You know, if it did everything correctly. But I guess
I don't know the market for it, though.
Well, and here's my thoughts. We're at a turning point. So we have a generation that has a lot of money. Sorry, baby boomers, this is going to sound a little critical, but you guys did pretty good. And you're sitting, a lot of you are sitting on a lot of dough. And so prices for things kind of in that era have had a significant price hike on them, like classic cars. You still run into people thinking that a original, I don't know, a 66 Ford Mustang is worth 50 G's when there's nothing special about it.
Dumb prices out there.
There's some crazy prices. And then there's also a lot of other guys who have come to the realization that, oh, I'm never going to move this thing at these price points. So you start seeing prices adjust. And I feel like I could very well be wrong. I don't know the duck market at all. So I don't know what these things are actually worth. But I have to assume
it's
a lot. I do know the
Mallard market, though.
Do you?
The Mallard market?
The Mallard market?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like Sleaze Bay?
No, that's another. It's just a duck joke.
It's the black market for ducks. It's where they sell. Okay, I don't know.
Would that be a goose at that point?
No. Ducks and geese are different things.
They're practically the same, though.
No.
They got feathers and they float in the water.
They're both
and they fly
birds.
Away. Birds of the water.
Okay, buddy.
Very similar.
So are you similar to a manatee?
We're both mammals.
There you go. Those are basically the same thing. Both just flopping around trying to fuck bitches.
Okay, you know what? You're not wrong, but...
Okay, goddammit. So I don't know what the market is like for these things, but I feel like 35K is a bit much.
Yeah, considering it is a project, I would say 10 to 15 is probably more doable.
Mm-hmm.
At 35, he's hoping on one of two things. Either a museum buys it. You know, some military museum needs one for their collection. Or some touristy company wants one to add on to their fleet.
Oh, sure, sure.
Is my guess. At 35, that's kind of what I think he's aiming for.
Yeah, or a well-off collector. There's definitely people that have a lot of money still that
are somebody
collectors.
Who collects military memorabilia, boats, mm-hmm. or something like that. Average Joe, though, like I said, is going to pay maybe 15 grand for something that's not floating and operating like it should.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the good point, is like, does it even float?
So who knows? What motor is in there?
I don't know. Could you LS swap a duck? Fuck yeah, you could LS
swap a duck. We should
LS swap
a duck.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do it, or, you know, some sort of straight six. Dude, it looks like it had a straight motor in it.
Imagine taking that thing to Power Cruise. You go around the track, and then you end the day floating in the lagoon.
Bro.
Drinking beer.
That's one of the best dumb ideas you've ever had. So let's see. What do we got here? It looks like a four banger. If I'm looking at it correctly, it looks like it's got four cylinders.
Could you case swap that?
You can swap whatever you want in there. You might be chopping stuff up to make it fit, but
well, if we can...
weird. Yeah, it's a four banger for sure. Yeah, very, very small four-cylinder, it looks like. I don't know, man. I mean, hey, if you can stuff a big block in a Nash Metropolitan, then
it's true.
You know what? There's a way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With enough imagination and a torch, anything's possible.
For sure. For sure.
We need to buy a duck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do have that M20 sitting around. Straight four swapped out for a straight six.
I'd take the straight four to be honest.
Yeah, it might make a little less power, but
it'd weigh more.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so we got to talk about the second one.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Yeah, look at that thing. So it's not, that's actually not as uncommon. The duck is actually a lot more rare. This is a Volkswagen trike, which a lot of people tend to do for some reason. And I don't know why.
It's weird to me. It's weird that people take and they hack up a bug.
Why are bugs like the most molested car ever?
Because there's so many of them.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah, because they just sold so many.
There are three things I absolutely love about this thing, though. A, I love that it's got like the pop-up moonroof whatever's on them, like the Subaru Brats. I love the racing seats it has. And then they kept the Super Beetle yellow for some reason.
Oh, weird. Okay. So I'm looking at it here. It is on a bug pan. Yeah. At first, I was like, well, wait a minute. I don't know if this is actually sitting on a bug pan. But if you look at the pedals, that'll tell you everything.
Yeah, it's a bug pan where they just chopped the front off of it.
Oh, yeah, in the tunnel.
For some reason.
Same tunnel. Okay, weird.
I don't know why. My guess is it got
in collision?
Yep. I bet you got hit.
Yeah, I don't know. And they just don't look cool enough for me to get it. I don't know. They just look kind of weird.
I would never own one, but I saw this. I'm like, that's just so dumb.
God, and you're putting so much faith in whatever that linkage is that connects the steering system.
Well, and here's the thing.
You can see the rod end right here. Hopefully you guys can see that.
Looking at the pictures, if they hit any modern size pothole in Duluth with that, you're crinkling the whole front end of it.
Right, I know.
Everything from the steering wheel forward is gonna collapse.
Buddy, we're looking at rivets on this this door opening thing here.
But it's got a bed cover. They turned into kind of a truck type thing too. Which makes no sense why they did that, because it's all useless, wasted space.
Yeah, it's really funky. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I have a feeling there might have been a little bit of drugs involved.
But anything from the 70s and 80s.
Maybe some LSD.
There's definitely some drugs involved. You think so?
I bet you LSD and Pink Floyd were involved.
The dudes who built this thing, most likely, yes.
Yeah.
The car itself is a little past that era. It's more in cocaine era.
Yeah, so they got it done in a weekend. What do you do?
Yeah, exactly. They mixed things. Well, and here's the thing. If you look right next to it, it looks like this dude took a Fat Boy and turned that into a trike as well. So this guy's got a penchant for tricycles. I don't know. Well, here's the thing, and this is something that I have to try and like remind myself of, like, hey, just because I don't like it doesn't mean others don't like it.
True.
Homeboy might be a paraplegic.
True.
Well, that wouldn't work because there's pedals. So never mind. Maybe he just really likes trikes. Maybe he's got neuropathy problems or something.
Okay.
Or maybe he's got balance issues or something like that.
So
he's
still wants to ride a motorcycle, but can't.
Exactly.
But then by a spider, was it the spider?
He might not be made of money. I mean, look at his backyard. True. He's neighbors are on top of each other.
I see all the dandelions.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, because he doesn't have a tricycle mower. He's only got a push, so he's got to wait for his son to come home, and his son. You know, using meth and kind of absent, and
so he only shows up once a month, and that's
to ask for money.
Yeah, borrow more money.
Yeah, exactly. And the wife, you know, she's kind of been checked out for a while now. She's banging the mailman.
Well, you're assuming he's married too.
I guess. And in that case, I'd say, dude, if you are single. You know, if you dude version of widowed, whatever that is,
you're assuming this guy has a family. But first off, you gotta find a woman that'll put up with this kind of shit.
That's true. Well,
and there's no back seat, so he's clearly expecting trips with just him and maybe one person.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, there are women that go to ABBA concerts, so clearly there are women that would go for this.
And that's why you don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, because you might start liking ABBA.
Oh, God. Fuck ABBA.
Oh, I know.
I did a Spanish Back when I was in high school, I was in Spanish. I don't remember any of it.
Did your Spanish teacher?
No.
Oh.
maybe it would have passed.
That's true.
No, I did a paper, though, for some reason, involving ABBA.
You did a paper on ABBA?
In Spanish.
Why?
I don't know, because she
did
like...
you like ABBA? ABBA? Or were you sucking up to her?
Yeah, I was trying to...
Smart.
Kiss a little ass to... I was hoping that the topic of the paper would cover the lack of quality Spanish.
Clearly.
In the paper.
Your problem was a figurative problem and not a literal problem.
Yes.
So had you applied kissing ass, that might have resulted differently.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I was like a C average in that class.
Well, I failed French. I fucking failed out of French. And I think part of the problem was that the teacher was pretty hot, so that could have been part of the issue. Also, I was on a lot of drugs and kind of didn't give a shit. So
yeah, I was on drugs, but I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I had a hard time in college or in high school just thinking, like, why am I here?
Well, that was my issue, too. It was... My problem, and I feel like I kind of understood this back then, is that school never taught me to be inspired, which I know is like the most fucking millennial statement ever, but it kind of came down to that. I didn't have a reason to give a shit because, especially where I was living, there wasn't a whole lot of examples of success around me.
Yeah, I've been to the range. There's not a lot of
dude. There isn't. I mean,
up there.
There's like, yeah, you can work in the mines and make decent money that way, but you are working, man. That is like the epitome of laboring work. And that didn't like not appeal to me. I like the idea of making money. I grew up in the woods, so I, you know, worked my hands a lot, but
you're a lot like me of where
you have something to give a shit about.
You much rather put life first and then work.
Oh, right.
If that makes sense.
Which is, it's just, that's a millennial trait too.
Oh, yeah.
Just sort of
it
like.
Is. And we get called lazy because of it. And we're not. We're willing to work. It's more, though, everything going on outside of work is more important than shit going on at work.
Well, I don't live to work.
Exactly.
I just work to live.
I've told my wife, I'm like, if I die, I don't want the last thing you guys to remember me of. I'll be like, well, he worked a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
that.
Exactly. I know. I know, man. Well, and just wait. So I am very much sliding into the old like midlife crisis.
Sliding? I think you're head first diving.
yep. Well, here's the thing. So I haven't bought a Corvette.
That's true.
But
I did go look at Harleys.
I do own an LS. I did go look at Harleys the other day. Okay.
Wait, have you bought an RV yet?
No, but I might have a pop-up.
I've been thinking about getting a pop-up, though. So.
I know. That's the thing is, like, these are all, like, millennial versions of it. I think, like, the midlife millennial crisis is going to be different than the boomer crisis.
Instead of buying a Corvette, you buy a Miata?
Yeah, you buy a Miata or you buy a Husqvarna Svartpilen or a Sportster. I don't know. Honda Rebel 1100, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so it's just kind of funny, though, because it's happening around me. I'm one of the older millennials, so I'm 37, and I want to say that, like, the oldest millennials are, like, 39, maybe turning 40.
Okay. Yeah, you're right on
but
that edge.
But I'm about, like, one of the oldest. Not, like, literally, but, you know, like, I'm not, like, the firstborn millennial, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm in that, like, top 5% time frame wise, right? Because I'm pretty sure that millennials, they're still like 25-year-old millennials, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember what
or something like that. Or it might be 20. I don't know, whatever. Gen Z is just like, I think they might just be turning adult age.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. We should have had some data for this, but...
We're not known for our statistics.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, we are. We love our data.
Usually.
Millennials are known for their data. So, you know, we don't know exactly what midlife crisis is going to look like for millennials. So that, I mean, maybe this is it. I don't know.
God, doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Is that midlife crisis thing?
No, I don't think that, I don't think that's actually, cause I mean, in truth, there's probably like a little over a million podcasts now. It's fucking nuts.
I'm trying to think if I've made any midlife crisis purchases.
You are 6 years younger than me.
Seven.
You're not going to feel it for a little while.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Because
I want a midlife crisis. Well,
because I'm one of your best friends, and I'm like, you hang out with me. We'll just say that. Okay. Because you hang out with me, I think you're probably going to hit it a little sooner because you're going to see me going through the shit.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I don't know if it's a dude thing or human nature or what.
I think it's human nature. It's just social.
But when you're with your friends, yeah, you tend to kind of like navigate towards the same things.
Yeah.
The boys in Kansas, one person buys a Grom, they all get Groms. One person buys a Supermoto, they all get Supermotos. You buy a 401cc bike.
Yeah.
And
373.
And I'm looking at CB300s.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So maybe it's just the nature of the beast of you're just trying to keep. I think everybody is just trying to keep up with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some truth to that for sure. Yeah. I don't exactly know.
I don't know.
So when it comes to like the midlife thing, I'm just seeing it happen all around me. Like I've got other buddies who are also talking about midlife crisis stuff. I'm on Reddit and a couple of different like Ask Men Over 30 kind of groups and stuff like that. It's really interesting. You should actually check them out.
Explore Reddit one of these
days.
Yeah,
it's super cool. No, just yeah, exactly. Go beyond our booty and, you know, never mind.
Yeah.
And like there's some fantastic groups and they sound cheesy. You're like Men Over 30, like that sounds cheesy as fuck. The questions and the dilemmas and the discussions are so relevant to your life. You'll be like, Jesus Christ. Like you'll start feeling like, what the fuck? So I'm not the only one feeling this shit.
That's good to know because
it's great.
Life is a fucking roller coaster.
It is a fucking roller coaster,
dude. You go from like highs and then just crashing down.
I think that's just it.
The plane is hitting the mountain.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But like you might lose a wing, but the plane is going to still kind of keep going.
Maybe.
I think that's what aging is like.
God, it's so weird. It,
yeah. Well, this, I'm pretty
this whole
sure
week's been like that. Just ups and downs, stripes and gutters.
I'm pretty sure that at like 37, honestly, it like literally might be happening now. I want to say it's in your late 30s and I can't remember the exact age. Your cells start dying.
Fuck.
Oof.
That's depressing as hell.
To actually understand that. God. That, like,
that part of your body is just like,
yeah.
Nope.
And it doesn't mean that you're midway through.
Yeah.
But it means that, like, there's a turning point that happens.
Your body is starting to slowly deteriorate.
And here's, like, the dark irony in all of this is that, like, I am happier. I'm more grounded. I've got my fucking head on straight. I'm more successful. Life is fucking amazing, but your body is starting to show the signs of aging.
Yeah.
So it's like my brain is so like my brain is in a completely different state of like, oh, I'm developed and I'm stable and things are great. Oh, by the way, your body is going to start turning to shit if it hasn't already.
Yeah, if your pillow is in the perfect position, guess whose back is thrown out for the next 2 weeks?
Your fucking neck is going to hurt the next day. And then you got to wake up and crack, and then you got to start doing yoga just so that it doesn't hurt every day.
I had an old man moment a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
I slept fucking weird. I don't know how I did it. I slept weird where, like, my right pec was sore. I couldn't lift my arm above my shoulder for one day.
Yep.
No clue how. I just
sleeping.
I just slept weird.
Fucking
I went
sleeping.
To bed. I was fine. I woke up. My body's like, hey, I know you're right-handed, but you ain't going to be able to use that today.
Dude.
Fucking clue why.
If you think about it, there was a time, and granted, we probably didn't live past my age at that point, but there was a time when we slept on the ground outside. You know,
like a bunch of
and
dogs.
Now we're a bunch of bitches, and if we sleep wrong at night, we're like, I can't use my arm very good.
Well, even the temperature, if it drops below like 40 degrees, my knees are like,
yeah, dude,
you wanted to walk today? No.
So
no
when
way.
I was a kid, and I don't know which movies it was from, I don't know, fucking Field of Dreams or something
That's
like
a
that.
Good movie.
I remember hearing old people talking about sitting out on the porch and being like, I can feel it. The The rain is coming. Yeah. And they're just like, what do you mean, Grandpa? And he's like, my joints hurt. You know?
It's the old damn humidity.
Yeah. Dude, my body is a barometric pressure sensor. Like, I feel that shit now. I'm like, oh, dude, like, yeah, my joints hurt. Mm-hmm. My knee hurts. There is a low pressure front coming in. It's going to get shitty out. And yeah. Sure enough,
it gets
a day later.
Yeah, it's so weird
how
as you get older, your body reacts differently to seasons and temperature and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Sinuses. I never had sinuses until like 3 years ago.
And why do we need sinuses?
When my body's like, hey, you know how you like the fact that bees, you know, transfer pollen all over the place and plants bloom and all that. You're not going to be able to breathe because of it, though.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have to sacrifice your ability to inhale oxygen to survive so that way flowers can live.
Dude, can we just take a moment to ask the question of why the fuck do we have sinuses?
I have no fucking clue.
What the fuck do they do? What do they do? They're cavities in your head that do fucking nothing except for get clogged up and give you fucking headaches.
Yeah.
What do they do?
And plants are like, hey, Larry, get over here. Yeah. We're gonna fuck like trees, and we're gonna keep this guy bastard from being able to breathe normally.
Yeah. These lilac bushes smell amazing, but you can't smell them.
No.
Because your fucking brain is gonna hurt.
Oh, you thought you were gonna stop and smell the roses today?
Oh no, dude, you're gonna smell a headache because it's coming. You know what that smells like? That smells like fucking migraine. Time to lay down, yeah, bitch.
You're not fat. It's just this fucking sunflowers over there.
Like you feel all fucking swelled up, dude. Oh man, I don't know. I just like that is life in a nutshell.
It is
the fact that as you get older, smelling the flowers fuck your sinuses up.
Yeah, like who the fuck? What the hell? Like why is that a thing?
And here's the funny thing, and I'm not going to go on a fucking religious tangent here, but I will say that I'm an atheist.
Sure, me
and
too.
I, when it comes to like examples of where there could be a God, the whole like
allergies and sinuses.
If God, no, because that sounds like a sick joke,
right?
It sounds like the whole God is a comedian thing. I arrive at that where I'm just like, you know what? Okay. Like maybe that's an example. Maybe that's got me a little intrigued.
Well, the fact that there are people on this earth that if I was to open up a jar of peanut butter in the same room as them and it would kill them.
They draw fucking dead.
What the fuck?
I know, right? I'm just sitting here eating a PB&J, which is like the most, I don't know, impotent possible fucking sandwich you can have. And there's somebody over on the other side of the room.
Wheezing.
Named like, I don't know, what's a fucking Gen Z name that's just obnoxious? I don't know.
Fall.
Lance. There's fucking Lance over there who just fucking keels over and dies.
You're just like, yo, dog, I'm trying to make a sandwich here.
It's like I'm in the same room as some dude with a fucking peanut.
Dude, so...
So planters is like chemical warfare.
Let's see here. About 5.5, 6 years ago, we were flying from Minneapolis to New York, and we saw the most badass bitch ever just completely put an airline in her in their place.
Okay.
This lady with, I think she had 3 kids, maybe 2, at least 2, probably 3 kids, and her husband were trying to fly back home to New York. She had a severe peanut allergy.
Mm-hmm.
They were serving peanuts on that flight, and they're like, yo, we'll put you up in a hotel, but you cannot get on this flight. We are serving peanuts. We're minutes, if not seconds, away from boarding this plane. She stands up, like, on her chair in front of everybody, the flight attendants, the other people taking tickets, all that shit, and said, does anybody here care whether or not they get their peanuts? I just want to get to my home.
Damn.
And we're all like, I don't fucking give a shit. Like, no one gave a shit. Everyone's like, yeah, like, that's cool. We don't need peanuts.
Whoa. Okay. So we got to examine this for a minute. So you're telling me that there is a lady who boards the flight aware that there's...
We weren't on the plane yet. We were about ready to board. We were right in the little waiting area.
You guys are in the terminal.
Terminal, thank you. That's
she.
They
inform her that there's going to be peanuts served, and she's like, oh, hold up. that shit's gonna kill me. Mm-hmm. She tells the people there, and they're like, sorry, you can't board this flight. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then she proceeds to turn around and stands up and says, hey, all of you guys, I need to get home. This is gonna be a problem. And everybody was like, we got you.
Yep.
And they're all flying home to Minnesota?
They're flying home to New York.
Oh, they're flying home to New York. Okay.
From Minnesota.
That's the like regaining faith in humanity kind of shit. Like, one, it's fucking hilarious that a peanut can kill somebody. Sorry if you have a peanut allergy.
I know.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
My father-in-law's wife has a peanut allergy.
Yeah, like,
and I kind of joke with her all the time. Like, we'll go over for dinner and bring dessert, and I'll be like, here's peanut butter cookies.
Dude, you need to dress as a peanut and go trick-or-treating at our house.
Oh, God. That's the Planters guy?
So, like, it's I'm laughing with the people who are experiencing this, but I got to say, it's a fucking hilarious issue.
It is. I feel bad.
Good on this lady. Thing.
Yeah, she just put the airline in their place of, like, fuck you. Clearly nobody cares if they get this snack. Don't serve it. Don't open it. Nobody gives a shit. Offer them something else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't give a shit. If it's seriously a matter of, like, whether or not somebody can, like, make it to their home, I'm going to be like, yo, give me a bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'll pay for the bag of Doritos. Yeah. These are free peanuts. I don't give a shit. I'll pay for the...
I'm already spending my $600 to fly in the fucking plane. What's $3 for a bag of chips?
Exactly. Like,
who cares?
I don't give a shit where you live. If it's a situation like that, like, I will adjust however it requires. Like, it's cool.
It's
like
fine.
We're a country full of like 320 million people. I don't give a shit. Everybody's my fucking neighbor.
Yep.
That's a very small thing to accommodate.
Yeah, it was nothing major.
Yeah. That's pretty badass, though. Like, standing up in front of everybody and just being like, yo, these motherfuckers aren't going to let me go home. Can you guys skip your fucking Planters on the ride home?
Well, and the airline people, just the look on their face of like, oh, shit.
Oh, we're assholes right now.
Yeah, she just called us out.
Like, why? Yeah, I mean, I guess why couldn't you just ask? But the funny thing is, like, there are stand-up comedians who crack jokes about this exact thing, and they're just like, yeah, fuck you, I'll fucking eat my peanuts, you know, which the whole point of the comedy is to just be a little bit
so
like,
if you got on snarky. The plane with somebody who you knew had peanut allergies, and then you're like, I'm gonna have some peanuts, and they die, do you get charged with manslaughter or
I
murder?
Don't know,
like, how does that work if you purposely enjoy peanut butter peanuts knowing that somebody has an allergy to them, is that murder?
Damn, dog. So I think it'd have
is
to
it
do
murder
with
by
like,
peanut? Like, how does that work?
I think the severity of your choice probably plays a role. So, like, how how cold are you? Okay, so bear with me here. Play out a scenario. Okay, so if this individual. Hey, we lost the thing.
I think your phone died.
Yeah, that was bound to happen. It's amazing because when we started, it was on 16%.
Yeah, that lasted
pretty
a while.
Okay, what were we saying?
Can you get a murder charge by killing somebody by having peanuts?
I think intention plays a big role here. So if you know the person over here has a peanut allergy and you flick a peanut at them and they drop dead, you just fucking killed them. If you know it, if you knowingly do that, right? I bet that there's some, I mean, they're not going to give you a fucking murder too, but they're probably going to give you like manslaughter.
I would assume so.
You know, they're going to charge you with something. That person's family is going to fucking sue your ass.
Sitting in prison, like, what are you in for? I killed somebody with peanuts.
With a fucking peanut.
Like, do you even fuck with that person?
Okay,
in prison? That person,
you know what? Okay, so
back away.
I don't know why, but the fucking question just popped in my head. Where the fuck do peanuts come from?
They're plants.
Yeah, but like, where do they? Is there a peanut tree? Like, where do
no,
they grow?
No. They grow out of the ground. They grow up from the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
So you they're just like a potato? You have to dig them out?
No.
Are they on a fucking...
I think they're more on a stalk. Kind of like corn, but smaller.
Weird. No way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
really?
That's how they
grow. So there's somebody out there who's just like picking peanuts off of a little tree and giving it to us?
Yeah.
That's really badass. Like, I need more deets on that. Because I know that there's a shell, normally.
Yeah, you could be a peanut farmer. You not know this?
So I don't know why.
How do you not know this?
But there's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they grow on a stalk. I could be completely wrong and they grow in the dirt like a potato, but I think they grow on a stalk.
I feel really stupid now because I don't know, I have no fucking clue. Where do peanuts come from?
And that is the question.
That is the question. Where do peanuts come from? And why can they kill people?
Yeah, what the fuck? They're like one of the few produce items out there that can kill somebody.
I mean, there's nobody who's running screaming away from Sprouts.
No. You know? No, exactly. Like, in theory, if you ate enough bananas, sure, you can overdose from potassium and it would kill you. But you know how many bananas you would have to eat to die from potassium?
I think you'd throw up first.
Yeah, I think you're more likely to have somebody just mash it into your mouth and have you choke to death than actually die of potassium.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, the dust, peanut dust, will cause anaphylactic shock in some people.
Yeah, my father-in-law's wife is allergic to peanuts, and she can't go to Texas Roadhouse because
they're on the...
There's just dust in the air of peanuts.
That's friggin' nuts.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's so peanuts, fucked up.
Something that we just like so regularly eat that like every box of fucking cornflakes says whether or not it's made in a facility that has peanuts.
Any sporting event in the United States sells peanuts.
Half the bars.
Yeah, half the bars.
I mean, Christ, like there are bars in Superior, Wisconsin where like you crack the peanuts and just throw the shells on the floor. That place...
I think that's just all of Superior.
That place is fucking D-Day for somebody who's got, like, a peanut allergy. You walk in there, you're just done.
Yeah, I can't imagine being allergic to peanuts.
Man, that's fucking nuts. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I can't imagine. I know, because, like, my allergies are the fucking sinuses, you know? These fucking sinuses that just, you know,
sinuses going on right now.
There's grass outside and it's spring, so all of a sudden you're going to have a fucking headache.
Yeah. Oh, you can hear the birds chirping? Well, guess who's going to be winded all day?
Yeah, but you know what, though?
You are an asshole.
Lilacs aren't killing me.
Nope.
So, clearly.
That's the lesson today.
We are better than people with peanut allergies. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
On that note.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for another episode of the Brews of the Dudes podcast. I am Jake Lindquist.
I am Donnie Allen.
Yep.
And we're not allergic to peanuts.
We're not allergic to peanuts, so we'll fuck survive. You if you are. No, I'm just kidding. We love you guys.
Go have a Snickers.
Yeah, go have a Snickers with peanuts.
Yep.
If you... Well, what can you eat? Can you eat...
you can't have a PB&J.
You can have Hershey's, like the solid... Dove bars? You could probably have Dove bars.
Yeah, I was going to go with an apple.
Little Debbie's, an apple. Just if you have a peanut allergy...
No happiness.
Go have an apple.
Yeah, no I'm happiness
sorry.
For you.
I'm genuinely sorry. Yep, I guess your life is a bummer. Okay.
Yeah. Shots.
All right. Shots, go do shots. All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. Next week, we will talk about...
Stuff.
it was either you're going to say stuff or thing, so... Cool, buddy. Well,
you know what? We'll move up. What's up from peanuts?
What are we going to talk about next week that's up from peanuts?
Yeah.
Man, there isn't exactly like a legume hierarchy, so I don't know.
We're talking about other things. That
oh, they're legumes. They're legumes, dude. Okay, so it's the same as beans. All right. Now I understand the origins of peanuts. Hey, there we go. I'll feel like an idiot if they're not legumes, but...
Alright.
I don't know.
That bombshell.
We're gonna talk about black bean patties next week. Alright. See you later, guys. Thanks if you're still with us. Bye.